You like to rock, they like to ramble. Wanna do it together? This is Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn. Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn. I'm your host Lucia, stepping in of course for the big guy who happens to be planning our next debacle adventure, I should say. Hopefully you guys are all having a great day, because we have a really special episode today. And again, I don't know why my thing isn't working, but don't mind the stupid, in the background, the echo, for those of you who can hear it. But anyways, today, for the next few weeks, we are going to be doing what's called a interview blast, where we are going to go out and catch up on all our interviews, which means I won't be doing the regular podcast in the meanwhile. We're just going to be going out and reaching out to the people, of course, that we have interviews lined up with, and we are just going to let her rip. So on today's episode, we are going to be featuring a band called A Gathering of None. These guys just released their album in April. And, of course, I've got access to the full press release. You would think that I know what I'm doing, but I haven't done these in a while, so you're just going to have to bear with me. You get it? Anyhow, so these guys are an alternative metal band. They've released an official lyric video, which we're also going to feature up on our YouTube page, called No Stone Left Unturned, off of their newly released third album, One Last Grasp at Hope. So let's play some music for you first, because we've also got an interview that you guys can hear. So, of course, those of you that are tuning into the live video version right now on Facebook are going to hear the echo of the podcast. So those of you that listen to the podcast, it's kind of a little bit different, and it sounds like I'm talking to myself, but really I'm not. But anyhow, so we're going to play for you off of that album one of their songs called Move Along. And then we come back, I'll talk more about the band, and then you guys can listen to the 10-minute interview that I just had with Justin. And I found out that they are coming to Dingbats in July. So it looks like Glenn and I are going road tripping. But here's Move Along.
The first
was a little bit of Move Along from the band A Gathering of None right here on Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. These guys are from all over the north, southeast, and southwest of U.S. As you're about to hear in the interview, you guys will get to hear exactly how this band makes it work.
Are you an independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com, radio promotion for indie musicians.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. Of course, I'm Lucia, and today we've got a special person in-house with us, the one and only Mr. Justin from A Gathering of None.
How's it going?
So far so good, I can't complain. You know?
Yeah?
But all is well. Like I said, when we were getting this set up, new program, you get to be my guinea pig, so don't shoot the messenger. Now, you guys are brand new, or I should say, you have a brand new album as of April of 18, from what I've been told, called One Last Grasp at Hope.
Yep. April 6th.
Oh, April 6th? Okay, yeah, that's right, April 6th. I read it wrong.
That's right. No, my son was born the same day.
Oh, my God.
At midnight, I was promoting the record because it came out, and at 7 a.m., I was holding a new son. So I remember the date pretty easily.
That's nice amazing. Record. So how did you come up with the name of One Last Grasp of Hope, if you don't mind me asking?
It's pretty it's pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty, you know, I think that in the music that we play, there's a lot of very dark. So I mean, let me jump back a little bit. I think a lot of the kind of depression and teenage angst mm-hmm. and things that, let's say, people who play rock and roll or maybe mm-hmm. anybody in general feel. We as musicians have learned to kind of focus that into music and be sane. So these are, you know, the title came from that feeling. It's a lot. It kind of was pulled from, you know, what does the album feel like? That's what it feels like.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. So you guys have got 11 tracks on this album, and of course in our episode today, which some people will see a video form of this like we're doing now, other people are gonna hear it on the podcast.
Okay.
Which I'm catching up on interviews, so you happen to be my first one since we've renamed our podcast.
Oh, right on.
So you guys are from all over the north.
Oh, well, all over the country. I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh my gosh. So you're in San Antonio. Where's Chris?
Chris is in West Virginia. He's in Virginia. I'm sorry.
Virginia.
He might get mad at me.
So he's up here by me because I'm in PA. Where's Ken?
Ken is in Reiner, Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. And Jeff?
Jeff is in New Jersey.
Another one up here by me. And last but not least, the famous Tracy Bird.
Tracy is in Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. How do you guys even do this? Are you just doing an album? Are you going to tour? Like, what are you going to do?
So we we tour when we can. We're all adults with full-time jobs and families, except for Jeff. He's a youngin.
Ah.
But we, you know, we use up our vacation time playing shows much to the dismay of our significant others. And so we, as far as writing and recording music, we all demo stuff out, send it to each other.
That'd be cool.
And then we flew up to Virginia. Oh, I flew up to Virginia. So we recorded the record at Ken's house. He has a studio at his house.
Nice.
Yeah, and we all converge in Virginia and tour from there whenever we do.
Very cool. Very cool. I like the sound of that. So how did you guys meet? How did A Gathering of None become the name?
So Tracy was in Blitzkid, as most people know. And I met him when he was touring in Blitzkid. I had a friend who was a big fan, and he said, "Hey man," because I'm from Laredo, and which is even further south. And I moved up here to San Antonio. One of my friends said, "Hey, I've got my buddy in Blitzkid's touring through, and they need a place to stay." And I said, yeah, sure, let them. They can come across my apartment. I'd met Steven touring when Goolsby with he was touring with Dr. Chud years ago, probably 2005.
Yeah.
He was touring with Dr. Chud's ex-ward, and I met him then. And so when he told me, yeah, Blitzkid's coming, yeah, sure, bring him in. And Tracy and I hit it off. We both love old thrash metal. I was sitting there noodling on my guitar, and I was playing The Preacher from Testament. And he goes, hey, I know that song. Yeah, Tracy and I are big thrash fans. But so that's how I met Tracy, and Jeff met Tracy the same way. Chris and Ken, however, grew up with Tracy. They went to school together, and they were in each other's first band. They were in a Christian thrash metal band when they were 14 years old, I think.
Wow.
I think they were called Blood Covenant. It was, I've heard the demos. It's pretty cute.
Very cool. Very yeah. cool. So with the way the industry is nowadays, because I'm asking every one of my musician friends, because little bit about me. I started playing piano again for the first time after 30 years. I was in hiatus mode for 30 years. And I just put my hands on an 88 full weighted last night for the first time in 43 years, which has been an all-time dream. And, of course, I'm starting to learn how to sing. But in return, I have to make this marketing plan up for a friend of mine who's an independent musician like you guys. So what do you think is the easiest way, considering Facebook doesn't want to be band-friendly anymore?
So the thing now is that, you know, there used to be scenes that everybody could be a part of.
Yep.
And, you know, it depends on how you want to approach this, as opposed to like in the 90s when a band would try and make it, or
exactly.
How do you want? So now, realistically, you just have to network and play a lot. We, unfortunately, can't play. We can piggyback on some of Tracy's former networking that he did with Blitzkid. And and all of us have been playing, except for probably Ken, who hadn't been in a band in a long time. But all of us have been playing, so we kind of spread out in our networks now. But honestly, just meet people, go out and meet people. My problem is that I'm a hermit. I've got two kids now, and I don't get to go to bars and go to shows and meet people and spread the word.
Right.
But that's really the way to do it. From the ground up, that's the way to do it. Meet other bands, network.
Right.
Yeah, doing it in person is still the best way.
Yeah, I agree with you there. So would you say Kickstarter or Patreon?
Okay, so the problem with those is you have to have an established network first.
Right.
Yeah, so I sang for another band called Celebrity Sex Scandal, and my guitar player was in a band called Dog Fashion Disco.
Right.
And they toured for 20 years, kind of similar to Tracy, and he left and became a teacher. When we started this band with Celebrity Sex Scandal, we did a Kickstarter, and it was mildly successful, but it was purely off the back of his work in Dog Fashion Disco.
Gotcha.
And if you're coming from nothing, there's not a network to make it off of, you know what I mean? The best thing to do, if you wanted to raise money for yourself as a band, the best way to do it is to throw some shows. Say, all right, I'm doing a benefit show for Timmy B and the Laptops. We're going to do a benefit show. If you guys come out and play with us, we'll buy a keg, you know, buy a cup, and you can have free beer or whatever.
Yeah.
Just get people out to pay it, you know, to support. And most bands are down because when it becomes time that they need to raise money for something, everybody kind of supports each other.
Nice. Cool. So is the album out yet or not yet?
It's out.
It's out. Cool. So other than Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Spotify, where can people get your music?
Everywhere.
iTunes, what would you say is most
Amazon,
popular?
Deezer.
Oh, Deezer.
It's another. It's everywhere that we could possibly put it, we have. We're everywhere except Pandora because they're a pain.
And you're probably not on Drupal.
Maybe. I don't know. We could look and find out.
Yeah, Drupal's a brand new one that I came across. So.
Okay.
That's another one where, you know, with all musicians in different networks and different areas, they all collaborate on there and they put albums together, and it's like, okay, I'm a little old school for this. Anything else you want to mention that we haven't covered?
If you live up in the East Coast, Midwest, we're coming around. We're going to do a short tour in July.
Sweet.
from the 7th to the 15th, I think.
Sweet.
We're going to hit, for sure, I know we're going to hit Gangbats in New Jersey. We're going to play a show up in Massachusetts. We're going to play some shows with Tracy's former bandmate, Argyle Goolsby, and the Roving Midnight. We're going to play some shows with them, which is going to be awesome. The New Jersey show and the Massachusetts show, we're playing together with them, co-headlining, as it were. And that New Jersey show is a show to remember. The lineup is awesome.
I'm going to have to come to that one because Dingbats isn't far from us, I don't think.
Oh, yeah?
I have to ask my co-pilot. Yeah, I'm in Northeast PA, so I think maybe at most 2-3 hours.
Nice. So. Yeah, it's gonna be a great show. If I wasn't in the band, I would fly up to see that show.
I hear you there. All right, my friend. Well, it's been a pleasure interviewing you today, and hopefully the program works. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to do a take two.
That's all right. Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I look forward to seeing you in Clifton.
Yes, I will tell Mr. Ramble, well, The Rock. I'll tell The Rock himself that we're going to Clifton.
All right.
All right, my friend. Nice talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll talk to you soon. And there you have it. Justin of A Gathering of None joining us here today on Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. We're going to go back to the show and play some more music for you. Coming up next, we're going to play No Stone Left Unturned and What For off of the One Last Grasp of Hope at Hope. And don't forget, you can find these guys on Bandcamp. You can get their music on CD Baby, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Spotify. Just Google A Gathering of None and you'll find their music. Be back in a few.
Have you not been filing tax returns every year by April 15th? Are you afraid to file because it's been so long? The tax professionals at Glenn D. Murphy Certified Public Accountants are here to help. Specializing in non-filers, 1099 miscellaneous, and small businesses in all 50 states. We can prepare your returns from up to 10 years ago, and all work can be done remotely so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. Call Glenn D. Murphy CPA today at 570-969-0850 or visit us on the web at www.gdmcpa.com. You'll be glad you did.
Try as I might, and I'm always
auto detailing service, where we pride ourselves in providing a high level of service and value to our customers. Over 13 years of auto detailing experience, you can be assured your automobile will always be cared for properly. Check us out on the web. We're in Scranton, PA at www.ricochetsrapid.com. Murphy Photography, located at 711 Davis Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania, providing you quality pictures at affordable prices. Coming soon to a music scene near you.
Hey Lucia, what are we doing tonight?
I don't know, Glenn. You tell me.
I've got it. Download the One Way to Fun app. One Way, the number two, fun.
One Way to Fun? What's that?
One Way to Fun is an online resource for what to do, where to go, what to eat, and what you feel.
Really? Does it include where local bands are playing too?
Of course, you can find your favorite local band, download One Way to Fun now.
Fantastic! But I'm hungry, can we eat now?
Perfect. Where's the wing night, burger night, steak night, the happy hour?
Great! I'm going to download the One Way to Fun app right now!
Powered by Room 4, 29, reference some assembly required. That is not included.
That's it for this special edition of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn, featuring a gathering of none. I'm Ramble, and I am out for the day. Here's something I'm going to leave you with. Go check out Help Helen Smash and watch the Me Trying to Flirt Still episode. This is absolutely insane. You guys all have a great day.
That's the end of this episode of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. If you liked what you heard, come and find us on Facebook at Lucia and Glenn. We're also at www.luciaandglenn.com, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Please do that. So until the next episode, we out of here. We out of here. We out of here.